So let's get into understanding the physical distribution in the online market. We have earlier seen way the online market distributes the goods or takes the return. Here we will understand the physical distribution in online market in terms of structural setup, etc. So mega warehouse, collection hubs and delivery centers are there. So let's understand what that is. Mega warehouse are the large, very large space. Yeah, they run 24 by 7. These centers are maintained by the very trained people. Generally, online retailers are practicing this, and they take the help of third-party logistics services providers. They take the help of outsource people under their supervision. It's not like a complete outsource where they don't have an eye on. So that's the mega warehouse centers. Possible in India after the GST, we will study about this as we move forward. Collection hubs, yani. These are the places where goods from different part, yani, will be supplied. So like a product that you have put into your online portal, say like a bathroom anti-slip mat. Now anti-slip mat will be needed in Madras also, will be needed in Bhayandar also, will be needed in Tiruchirappalli also, will be needed in Tripura also. So from your mega warehouse, it has to go to what you call a collection hub. Collection hub will service this market, yani, when they send the goods to the your next DC and distribution centers in the chain or in your linkage, as the case may be, so that the dispersion is smooth, and each destinations have the required quantity, and therefore they are able to service the local retailer, the distributor. Delivery centers are very close to your market, and they get their supplies from the previous centers, and as they say, collection hubs, or you know, directly maybe from the mega warehouse. After that, they distribute goods to the retailers or to the consumers. So here in this case, this being the online that we are talking about, from the distribution centers, the goods directly go to the consumers. So from there, the pickups are there. And you see the backbone guys who come collect the, they are given locality wise deliveries, and then he starts moving from one building to the other building, delivering the goods to the final consumers, etc. So it's a last in the stage where ordered goods in that market is received by the delivery center, and then they disperse the goods using their channel of distribution. It could be backbone, it could be cyclebone, as the case may be. Changes in the online marketing distribution approach. What has been noticed of late is there are certain things which is evolving. Constant evolution is always there in any industry, and therefore the logistics and distribution industry is not an exception. But what is happening on the customer end is a prompt delivery expectation, communication expectation, return is made very easy now, etc. Return and replacement again is expected of the same goods ordered, etc. So all these things are driving change. As a result, few things are changing. That is what we are going to cover. The centralized warehouse concept is coming in, multi-distribution center concept, retailer distribution centers, pickup distribution center concept is coming in, decentralized market concept. So what is the centralized warehouse concept? They are practiced by very large operators like Amazon, Walmart, etc. They practice what you call centralized warehouse concept. They are very large. They run into kilometers and maybe miles, etc. They are technology enabled, IT enabled, uses robotics for even picking of goods and all. There is no manual pickup, etc. Even fulfilling is done, and the goods picking may also be happening with the robots, etc. So there are ways that it gives the scale of operation. And if you have that scale of operation, centralized warehouse and the tech structure in that area is friendly, then you get into that. Of course, this needs to be weighed against numerous limitations, yani, so that you may face, which is in terms of goods return or, you know, etc. But however, the goods return are generally handled by the courier companies, and then they have their ways of handling the return, as we have studied in a previous chapter. Multiple distribution centers, company gets into concept of market-wide distribution centers. Here, market-wide distribution center is achieved with the help of the producer of the goods, yani. So I am a producer of the ketchup. Now Amazon may get in touch with me, and Amazon will say, "Ke bhai, we have distribution centers in some these places. Order for say Madhya Pradesh will be serviced by my Bhopal distribution center, or they might have Bhopal and Indore distribution centers. Now, it's a direct order on ketchup manufacturer that you supply so much to my distribution centers. That order is handled by directly by the ketchup guy. Ketchup guy doesn't supply to the Amazon central warehouse as such. They will supply to the Indore warehouse given quantity. They will supply to the Bhopal warehouse given quantity. They will supply to the Bhiwandi warehouse the given quantity, etc. So, it helps both of them. Unwarranted transport to the central warehouse from there to the distribution centers all is avoided by the main online guy. So both benefit out of this. Retailer distribution centers and retailer distribution centers is increasingly being practiced. In fact, I tell many times students, don't be surprised that the mobile that you ordered have come from the retailer below your building. So here, okay, it may be little too this thing, but idea is to awaken you. Retailer distribution centers means these companies are now encourage retailers to come forward, and retailers have grabbed this opportunity. Otherwise, earlier retailers were feeling the pinch of this online market because they were losing out. Now, retailer becomes a distribution center. You see all these online guys now tell you that, you know, enter the pin code. When you enter the pin code, you also get to see from where this supply is coming. So, that's the retailer distribution hub. So, they have committed supplies to Amazon for a period, and Amazon ensures that these goods are sold off through whatever that promotion that they do online, and supply is given by this guy. So, it's like a very localized retail distribution center. The number may be very huge, but Amazon stands to gain because it has invested heavily in technology and IT, and as a result, it is very easy for Amazon to the moment you punch the order. Separate things, reach out to that retail distributor is able to pack it off. Amazon has a logistics bandwidth given. So, the guy from the Amazon will come and pick it up from that retailer, and then he will go and give it to the consumer. So, that's a retail distribution center. Pickup distribution centers. All items are not, say, like necessarily produced in central place or needs that kind of approach. There are items like food and, you know, other items which can be picked up. So, these online guys does not have to store it anywhere. It's a pickup concept. Chyawanprash made by, say, XYZ, or say this, handicraft items are made by ABC NGOs, etc. So, these are the places or the kitchen, like you have this food delivery apps and all. So, there is a pickup distribution center. So, like, they create this where they get the order passed on to their nearest pickup distribution center. Their bikers or whatever they use, cycle bone guys, will go to the nearest whatever the hotel from where the order needs to be picked up, will pick up and distribute to the consumers. So that's how, so they go to the nearest NGO from where this order needs to be picked up. NGO would have already been pre-intimated that this order has come. So then they know that they have to pick the thing and keep it ready, and then this guy pick up and just go. So this is a pickup distribution center. Arriving from there, what is emerging is, say, like for the food delivery, food especially, the decentralized kitchens, food delivery apps and all that. They now they've realized that consumers have tested the blood. They have become open to supplied goods consumption within the house during weekends or during cricket matches or whatever functions, etc., during get together and all. They have come out with the concept called decentralized kitchens. So, this is really been practiced also by some of the food apps. And Zomato has announced in Times of India formation of a decentralized kitchen chain. So, within the radius of certain kilometers, they have called for people who can provide X number of, square feet of space and kitchen setup, so that Zomato will drive getting the order part. These kitchens are self-equipped and trained to reach the quality level as expected, and Zomato will also ensure the distribution of it. So, it's a decentralized kitchen, distribution is managed, order pickup and distribution is managed by Zomato, and there is understanding of service level and profit share, the price. So, Zomato will probably stand to gain price advantage also. So, instead of now buying dosa X from Arya Bhavan, you probably may order to Zomato, and Zomato will supply you almost that quality which is produced at the decentralized kitchen, but at a probably cheaper rate. So, these are few other advantages. The model change that has happened in online world. So, online market has changed. to meet the challenges of the today's market, and various factors, setups have evolved. That is what we have tried, studying centralized warehouse, multiple distribution centers, which is working with the help of producers. You have retailer distribution centers, where retailers are at the center of the whole online market. You have pickup distribution concepts, and then you have decentralized kitchens as a concept, which has been practiced in the online distribution approach world. So we now come to what is distribution budget. So let's understand what is distribution budget. But first understand the budget. I'm sure friends, you will more or less be aware. Budget is nothing but your activity, task, requirements converted into a financial numbers. So financial numbers give you a perspective of what is controllable and what is not controllable. However, in the distribution budget, additionally, you have to have understanding about the place, the time needed, the marketing condition dilemma, etc. also comes into picture. So distribution budget has other relevant aspect need to be considered. How do you go about this? The activities required to be performed, so you have to have the objective set. To achieve that objective, what is required to be done? So earlier that I have spoken about that online marketeers decides that instead of 48 hours of my delivery to consumers, I will reduce it to 36 hours. That cannot just happen with the wish. He has to put in the efficient IT systems, he has to train people, he has to have the hardwares, etc., the technology integrations, etc. So that is what is needed to be done out and factored out here while you develop your distribution budget. The cost required to perform this task, so cost, budget, benefit, trade-off will have to come into picture. However, we are talking about the budget. So the presumption is this cost benefit or whatever trade-offs have happened and you have decided that one particular way to do. So that cost consideration becomes a part of your distribution budget. The time, that is the period of time and the area to which the activities will perform, etc. So what is that is the lead time, how that lead time will impact your say inventory, etc. So this all other aspects becomes part of your distribution budget. They all get translated into inventory level into inventory cost, the cost of movement, depending on the number of distribution centers, what kind of approach you have chosen, the linkages that you have. We have earlier studied what is linkages and all. So this will determine your distribution budget. So these are the aspects that you need to really consider while developing your distribution budget. It's a tool, ultimately it's a tool for planning and control. So it's a financial number gives you a perspective of a control with an addition on the time, the service level, etc., which is a case of a distribution budget. You are able to now understand, have you arrived? We have earlier seen that, okay, bhai, have you arrived? So it helps you to tell you how are you going to do, what is that will lead to the financial this thing, and it helps you to manage and control. It starts with the sales plan essentially. Sales department manufactures a sales plan, but this sales plan has to get into micro separation. When I say micro separation, product wise, brand wise, then SKU wise, the selling as they, so like SKU, if you have to understand, say Colgate is available in 200 grams, 100 grams, travel pack, etc. So that is all separate SKU of a toothpaste. Toothpaste again may have different brands, brands Colgate Total, etc. So all this thing, that sales plan gets bifurcated or micro separated on these levels. So you have to get into the minimum, maximum splits, which is all to do with your product range that you have developed, etc., available SKUs in that, etc. Color, each color, suppose if there is a color available, so each color becomes a separate SKU. So your sales plan needs to get really converted into that micro level, link with different. So now, having done that, there are certain things are required more in eastern region, certain things required in southern region, etc. So that is what it says, okay, you have to link it with your central warehouse, your large warehouse, your distribution centers, etc. So that will help you to know what is needed at that particular point. They, when collectively done, will give them idea about your central warehouse need. Central warehouse need will set your, then from there to the distribution centers, etc., will help you to determine your transportation plans, etc. inventory level development, etc. So this is the importance of distribution budget. It starts with the sales plan. Followed by when sales plan is micromanaged, you have to have essentially additional considerations like the stocking norms, the lead time, that is the service lead time. Now you want to reduce, yeah. So what is your lead time reduction between various stages and activity? That also is very critical. Frequency of supply. So again, it's not that we have seen that intensity of distribution, intensive, selective, exclusive, etc. Based on that, the frequency of supplies are determined. Zero level, level one, level two, level three. Again, at what is the stock that you want to have it at each level? Whether you will supply at zero level every day or whether you will supply at level two every 10 days, whatever that. So all this thing will matter, will become part of your distribution budget. Thus, overall distribution budget translates into quantity of stock which will require to be made available at different point. So a central warehouse, distribution centers, etc. During the sales cycle, yeah, so as it says, yeah. So quantities of stocks which will require to be made available at these points in a specific time, such as the beginning or the during the selling cycle, etc. So that's your distribution budget consideration is, yeah. We have earlier seen that it starts with this, takes into account this, so it finally translates into this. That's the distribution budget. What are the requirements in planning a distribution budget? What you need is a plan to manage the demand. So distribution essentially will have to manage your demand in the market. So demand in market will create a demand or the pull on your retailers. So that is panwalas to general stores to whatever, you know, that will put a pressure on your local distributors to like CNF agents, to like your distribution centers or the zonal distribution warehouse, etc. And then the central warehouse. So all this has a relevance. So starts from that demand management, results into sales forecasting, efficient sales forecasting. That will help you to develop your inventory levels and all. So that will set your order processing time frames, etc., the ordering levels, etc. And then the sales management task, that is what to supply where and in what quantity, etc., will get into action mode. Yeah. Goods dispatch takes place from the central warehouse, and then sent from where it goes to the distribution centers, and all this thing based on the sales plan that we have budgeted, and on that premise that the same thing is holding true, your supplies and all are planned accordingly, the indent raising, safety stock standards, etc., frequency cycle of supplies to various DCs and various levels, 0, 1, 2, 3 level, are being worked out in support to meet your distribution requirements. So that is a demand being the driver, a sales plan that is a catalyst, and various things has to align to meet this. So that's what is all considered during development of the distribution requirement planning. This is known as a DRP concept. So it's a concept in itself that one need to really understand. Student needs to understand in the distribution budget this thing, one important concept called DRP. So this is what DRP needs you to attend to. So this is what will come out when you prepare a plan, the distribution requirement planning. The sales forecast as per the sales plan with anticipated demand is entered into the processing system. So processing system, you have like various forecasts. When they are approved and all, they get entered into the processing systems. So on a timely basis, these are re-reviewed and final figures are entered into the processing systems. Sales management takes the decision relating to the demand and distribution. So it's okay, like you have demanded or projected something, but there is always dynamic challenges and the factory challenges, production challenges, raw material availability challenges, etc. So what happens that you may not get the desired quantity at any given point of time. Now at such case, the sales management needs to come in and then they will decide, okay, I needed 1000 quantity. Now I am only getting 900. So whom to give what in what quantity, etc. So that's what the sales management does. And then sales management, by relating the demand and distribution intensity, etc., decides about product substitution, product upgrades, order rotations, etc. These are the ways that they manage the distribution of the goods, split shipment or back ordering, etc. So these are the ways the sales management come into picture as a part of your DRP. This is a diagrammatic representation. As you see, you have a forecast where more or less finalized gets into the order processing system. Order processing system will create what you call the master production schedule. Master production schedule has aspects like the material requirement. It will generate the entire material requirement plan. Based on the material requirement plan, and on the other end, what your various linkages needed in terms of the finished goods, the distribution requirement plan will come. So this is where the DRP comes into picture. DRP needs a support from sales management. Sales management will, as we have earlier seen, will get into managing the available goods for distribution. So that's the role of the sales management. That's how the overall linkage between different functional aspects comes into picture, which is part of your demand management process. So demand management process is also factored into the DRP. So I have graphically explained you where the DRP comes into the entire process of demand management. Okay. Now, this is not a single aspect as such. DRP has a, therefore, the task of the DRP development also includes the task of transportation task. So you know what is your sales forecast, you know each central warehouse, DC, each location wise, nodes wise, you know what is needed, when needed, in what quantity, etc. So therefore, based on that, you will determine your ways of transport movement, and the truck loads, the container loads, what will be the wagon loads, whether you will use rail, road, air transport, whatever, you know, all this thing gets decided across the chain. For maybe different linkage, different modes are used. So for certain areas, the train loads are used, for certain areas, road is used, etc. For certain areas, air transport is used, etc. So all this thing gets covered under the transportation task. FLT, limited truck load, etc. We have taken into account all this thing at the end to manage the cost of movement per unit to be the minimal. It should be derived, it should be optimized to make it lower. Based on this, the entire transportation budget that gets developed. Transportation budget is also the part of your distribution budget. So it's one of the element of the distribution budget. A DRP also has a task in terms of the warehousing. So warehousing requirements in terms of the how much area you need to stock your goods, where could that be, what should be your rate of warehousing cost to the per unit cost of the product, etc., because your margin gets derived out of that. So budgeting for that creation of that facility, whether you have sufficient space or not. If not, that means you have to create that. So what is the budget for that? If it's a new location or if it's in a market expansion, so you need either more staff for that, or what are the hardware, IT, technology upgradations needed. Insurance is a primary, very critical aspect of any warehousing manager or warehousing requirements. So insurance related entire expenses are also budgeted. So all this thing translates into what you call the development of warehousing expense budget. So that's also a part of your distribution budget planning. That's what we are trying to learn. Inventory level planning. Again, inventory is a subject matter because the cost is directly linked to what inventory level you manufacture, because it's a finished goods ready to sell. Now, higher you stock means you are more capital, the fund gets locked till it is not released by consumer when it is buying it. So finished goods, raw material, how much raw materials to be stocked, etc. Packaging of goods, how will it be done? What should be the work in process? What should be the safety or the buffer stock that you should have? What should be the in-transit stock? What should be the insurance process, the package, etc., that you should have it, etc. All these aspects, which is a part of the inventory management, comes into forefront. All this translates into what you call an inventory carrying cost per unit. What is that amount that gets locked for carrying one unit for a specific period of time? Obsolescences, rejects, return of goods, all this form part of your what you call an inventory carrying cost, but also how are you going to handle that? So that handling again is an expense. So all this translates into what you call inventory expense budget development, again part of your distribution budget development. So it is the one subset of it. So what friends, we have understood distribution budget overall under logistics process planning, and in that we have seen various aspects like what is DRP, and under DRP we have seen the tasks like the total transportation task, total warehousing task, total inventory, this thing, which has its own budget being prepared, which is a sum total or a part of a subset of overall total distribution budget. Thank you, friends.